You're listening to 2SER, Eva and Will with you on The Daily Show this morning. Well, Sydney is in shock following yesterday's mass shooting, and emergency services and health workers are still working around the clock in what is still a developing situation. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park joins me now. Minister, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
What's your message to the community this morning?
Well, I think the community has woken up with a great sense of loss, shock, fear, anger, all of those things. But I think the community should also recognise and wake up in pride of what they saw last night and what they've probably been able to witness during the course of the evening. And that is extraordinary bravery from men and women of our frontline emergency services, our police, our ambulance, our frontline volunteers, and people like our surf lifesaving community, but also just those brave Australians who did what they could to protect others. And we've woken up to horrendous news that 16 people have lost their lives. Our thoughts are with them and their families right now. The pain they're experiencing is unbelievable. We also need to wrap our arms around the Jewish community who are going through hell at the moment. And that's a level of pain that their community, unfortunately, has been experiencing for some time. But this will bring it in sharp focus. And having spoken to a number of rabbis down at Bondi today, their deep sense of loss. They've lost members of their own community, the members who've contributed an enormous amount to public life and life in general. And it's a very, very sad day, but we've got can reflect on some pride that what our frontline clinicians are doing right now in hospitals across Sydney is giving the world's best healthcare to some of the most critical and seriously injured patients. They're doing everything they can to preserve life and ensure that they're getting the very best care.
Yeah, so how many people do we have in hospital? Can you give us an update on their status?
Yeah, we've probably got around 38 in hospital. It moves around because people get discharged at varying times. But, you know, we've got people who are in critical condition, life-threatening condition, all the way down to less serious. We've obviously had people have surgery overnight. Some of them will have surgery today. What I can say is that the New South Wales health system is not a perfect one, but in my view, it's the best in the world, and it has performed miracles in the last 12 or so hours, and it will continue to do so. We will make sure that those people that we have in our care are getting access to the very best clinicians in the world and the very best treatment and care in the world. I think that's what the community expects of a health system as good as ours, and that's certainly what we're going to be doing.
So we know that there were two police officers who were injured in this attack and they are in hospital. Do you have any update on their condition this morning?
No, I don't. But that was a part of the tragic events that those frontline responders who run into danger when many are running out put their bodies in front of others. And in doing so can have very, very serious consequences. So our heart is with our friends in the New South Wales Police Force. It's with our paramedics and our clinical staff. It's with the broader Bondi community and particularly the Jewish community, a very large part of the community there. And they're doing it really tough, I've got to say.
Yeah, so the paramedics and emergency staff on scene obviously did such an incredible job yesterday. I suppose we really owe so much to these first responders, don't we?
Oh, remarkable. I mean, the Premier and I had an opportunity to meet with them last night and in the early hours of this morning at Randwick Ambulance Station just to express our thanks on behalf of a grateful city, a grateful state, indeed a grateful nation, because what they performed and their heroism last night and what they were doing in makeshift hospitals on the forecourt of Bondi Beach, our most famous beach, is even in their wildest scenario planning, probably hadn't worked through that. But they did incredible work. People are alive today because of the men and women of the New South Wales ambulance and New South Wales Health Service, and that's a great thing and something that they should be proud of, but we as a nation should be very, very proud of their efforts.
And the community this morning is obviously very, very distressed. How's your government going to support community members in the coming hours and days?
We'll be having mental health support stood up in and around the Bondi area very soon. We want to make sure that we get that right and people can have access to that support. Premier's made it clear that we as a nation, we as a community and as a city need to wrap our arms around our Jewish community. I've started that process today, as will other ministers, no doubt, across the cabinet, including the Premier, reaching out. We spoke to the Jewish Board of Deputies last night. We've had a number of conversations with rabbis this morning. They're hurting, but they're very grateful at the government's response through the New South Wales Police and the New South Wales Ambulance and Health Service. But they want answers, as does the entire community, and they deserve to have answers. And a thorough investigation is already underway, no doubt, that will get to the bottom of this absolutely horrendous act of terror. But we also got to make sure that we get people through these very early hours and early days. And people need to know that there's a mental health line that they can contact that will provide details to the community that can be broadcast and make sure that people reach out if they need support.
Yeah, absolutely. Minister, thank you so much for chatting with me this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
And that's Healthline, the New South Wales Healthline, which links people to mental health services, is 1800 011 511.